Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Gratitude has become a popular buzzword in the field of self-empowerment. Being grateful is now considered to be one of the most effective ways to create an abundant and joyful state of mind. But could being too grateful possibly deflate our desire for progress? Can we delude ourselves into believing that our life is good enough because we have plenty to be grateful for? The answer is yes. People can use gratitude to hide from the truth of their life and avoid making the changes that they know that they need to make. That's why the practice of gratitude is effective only if it's complemented with self-awareness and honesty about our life situation. The good news is that we can turn things around by maintaining balance between being grateful and being pulled by our goals. In this episode, I describe 5 simple ways you can achieve this state of balance. How to be grateful for your life without getting too complacent. Over the last couple of decades, gratitude has become a popular buzzword in the field of self-empowerment. Being grateful is now considered to be one of the most effective ways to create an abundant and joyful state of mind. By simply paying attention to our blessings, we can instantly get rid of unpleasant feelings of lack and dissatisfaction. According to the metaphysical law, the law of attraction, whatever we focus on expands. If we focus on all the abundance around us, we can attract more prosperity into our lives. On the other hand, if we focus on what's wrong or missing in our situation, we'll block anything good from entering our life. Clearly, gratitude is an essential ingredient for the building of a successful and healthy mind. The quality of our life can be significantly enhanced by maintaining a regular gratitude ritual, such as writing a gratitude journal, praying and giving thanks, or training our mind to see the silver lining in any situation. But could being too grateful possibly deflate our desire for progress? Can we delude ourselves into believing that our life is good enough because we have plenty to be grateful for? Can we experience feelings of guilt when wanting more because we see it as a sign of not being grateful? The answer is yes. I've seen this tendency in myself and in other people as well. To illustrate how this can play out in real life, let me share a true story of one of my friends. A close friend of mine from college, let's call her Jenny, found a job at a Fortune 500 company immediately after graduating. Like any other wide-eyed graduate, Jenny was thrilled about the offer and felt extremely lucky about securing a position at this prestigious multinational firm. During her first few months working there, I would touch base with Jenny to see how she was getting along. She confessed that her work was menial and that her boss was making her work very long hours. But she was still grateful and happy for the opportunity. I knew that she was not being truthful, as I could hear pain in her voice. Having not seen Jenny since she started her job, I hardly recognized her when I finally did meet her. She had gained weight, developed eye bags. She was a shadow of what she used to be. She looked tired, worn out, and had lost that signature sparkle in her eyes. During our conversation, I did not hold back from expressing my concern about her. I urged her to consider finding another job so that she could have a better work-life balance. Fortunately, she took my advice and found a job at a company that offered great opportunities for career growth, but also allowed her to have a life outside the office. This story shows how people can use gratitude to hide from the truth of their life and avoid making the changes that they know that they need to make. This also implies that gratitude is a practice that can help us only if it's complemented with self-awareness and honesty about our life situation. This issue also reminds me of a scene from the Disney animated movie The Lion King, where Mufasa's spirit approaches Simba to remind him that he is more than what he's become. After being exiled from his kingdom, Simba slipped into a state of complacency and lived the Hakuna Matata philosophy of life to escape his past. When he came of age, Mufasa's spirit stepped in to tell him that he needs to get out of his comfort zone and step to the plate if he wants to take his rightful place as king. There may have been several points in our life when we felt like Simba. Our complacency might have led us to bury our heads in the sand and allow things to happen without our intervention. It's this kind of attitude that can cause a person to settle for less in life and gradually lose his or her sense of ambition. The good news is that we can turn things around by learning how to maintain a balance between the steadiness of a grateful state and the strong tug of our goals. The trick is to create just the right amount of tension to feel driven, but not so much that we become weary. Here are some ideas on how we can locate and stay in the sweet spot. Number one, set challenging goals and remind yourself of them on a daily basis. Goal setting is a must if we want to achieve success in any area of life. Goals make dreams real, tangible, and attainable. There's a lot of great material on goal setting out there. Some of my favorite books on this topic are by Brian Tracy and Jack Canfield. Try writing your goals down in a notepad on a daily basis to reinforce their importance. Number two, acknowledge your progress and milestones. Acknowledging your progress will keep you motivated. Most people have a tendency of wanting the whole enchilada as soon as possible. However, sometimes our goals take time to unfold. During this process, it's important to reward ourselves for the progress and small successes we achieve along the way if we want to feel good about our efforts. Number three, balance your life with relaxation and play. While attempting to achieve our goals, it's important to create a balanced life by making time for relaxation and play. Without this, there's a high chance that we will burn out and crash, just as my friend Jenny did. Number four, have lots of self-compassion. You will inevitably face challenges and make mistakes along the way. Accept that this is a necessary part of the learning curve, and don't beat yourself up for it. Remind yourself that the reason why you're putting yourself out there is because you believe that you're worthy of living your best life, and not because you are broken and need to be fixed. Number five, maintain a practice of gratitude. While we're engaged in all the activities that I just described, and we shift towards healthier perspectives, we'll be in a better place to connect to a genuine sense of gratitude because we've developed a strong internal foundation and an exciting vision for our life. William Arthur Ward once said, "Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it." I believe that if we wrap this present up with a full sense of our most authentic self before handing it over to the world, we can make the gift so much more special. All my best on your journey. Celine. Hey everyone! Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.